Das kann so sein, dass ich nicht schlagen will, wie man sich nicht so gut darf, nun dalet. Die Mischner sagt, Ate hei Yosef beweisi vechula. Aber Yosef says, this suggests that she may remain in the house only if it's a spacious house, a house, not a hut. However, if she can't live there, she's still entitled to support. Mar Bar Ravashi said, if she doesn't live there, she's not entitled to support. The Gemara says, we don't paskin like Mar Bar Ravashi. Rav Nachman Neir Shmuel said, once the widow accepts a marriage proposal, she's no longer entitled to support. In fact, this suggests that if she turns down a proposal, she is entitled to support. If she turned it down, because she didn't like the man, but otherwise is ready to move on and remarry, she should not be entitled to support anymore either, because she only gets support as long as she's still a widow and mourning the husband, which she's no longer doing if she's really considering marriage proposals. Rav Hanan said, Shmuel's statement was explained to me that if she refuses out of respect for the deceased husband, she continues to get support. If she refuses because she feels that the man is not fit for her, she loses her support. Rav Chisa said, if the widow is mezana, she loses support because obviously she's no longer mourning. Rav Yosef said, if she puts on makeup or braids her hair, she loses support. Rav Chisa would agree with Rav Yosef, but Rav Yosef may say that where she's mezana, we would attribute that to a yetzahara and not to the fact that she's no longer mourning her husband, and she therefore she would not lose support because of it. The Gemara says that we don't pass like any of these views. Rather, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda named Shmuel, that a woman gets supported until she demands her ksuba in Bezdin. In fact, Gemara Brisa said that she loses her support when she sells her ksuba, uses it as security or as an apoteki. This suggests that she does not lose support for demanding payment in Bezdin. The Gemara says these actions cause her to lose support even if they're done outside of Bezdin. Demand for payment only makes her lose support if she makes a demand in Bezdin. The Mishnah said, "V'kach hayu anshei Yerushalayim v'chulu." Rav said, "Halacha follows the people of Yehuda, unless stated otherwise." Meaning that unless stated otherwise, the Yerushim may pay off the ksuba and thereby stop supporting the Almona. Shmuel said, "Halacha follows the people of the Galil," which means she gets support until she demands payment of her ksuba. The people of Bavel and surrounding areas followed Rav. The people of Nardo and surrounding areas followed Shmuel. Rav said, "We evaluate the clothing of the Almona and reduce her ksuba by the value of the clothing that she has." Shmuel said, "We do not do so." Rav Chiya Bar Oven said that the shittas are reversed regarding the clothing of a field worker, meaning do we consider that part of their wages or not? Rav Kahana said the shittas remain consistent in the case of the field worker. Whatever you hold by the wife, the almana, you would hold by the field worker as well. Rav Nachman said, although a mission says like Shmuel, the mission says that a woman's clothing are not considered the possessions of the husband, we pass them like Rav. Rav asked, we have a Mishnah like Shmuel, how do we pass him like Rav? Rav Nachman said, because the Mishnah can be understood according to Rav as well. A husband gives his wife clothing on the expectation that she will remain with him. If she's leaving the marriage, he no longer gives them to her, and she must therefore deduct them from her ksuba. We find that Ravina passing like Rav in practice. The Gemara says, the person who was dying instructed that the standard items for a dowry be given to his daughter. After his death, these items went down in value, so therefore their cost decreased significantly. Rav Yehuda Bar Oven said, the estate is the one who gains from this, and the daughter gets the items, not the value of the original cost, what the items should have been. So she gets what the items she's supposed to get, but based on the new cost, you know, the father really was willing to spend more, but that she doesn't get. Gemara says, another Maisa, a person who was dying instructed that 400 zuz of wine be given to his daughter. After his death, the wine became expensive. Rav Yosef said, the Yarshim only have to give 400 zuz worth, even though that's less wine than would have been given at the time of the instruction. Rabbi Yechanan advised his relatives to have their dying father designate a piece of land for support for his wife, so that she be limited to the revenue from that land for her support. Rish Lakish said that her support is not limited to the revenue from the land. Rabbi Yechanan told the relatives, there's nothing I can do if Rish Lakish has argued against me. Rabbi Avohu said, Rabbi Yechanan's shita was explained to me that if the dying man would have said that the land is to be used for support, her support would not be limited to the piece of land. But if he would have said it would be used in support, the support would be limited to the piece of that piece of land, the income from that piece of land. Hadalach perek nara shenis patza. Perek afal pi perek chamishi. Zok the Heilige Mishnah b'siyata d'shmaya. Even though they said that a basula gets 200 and Amona gets 100, if the husband wants to add to that amount, he could. If she then gets divorced or widowed from the Eirusin or the Nesuin, she gets the entire amount, whatever was given. Rav Elazar ben Azariah says, from the Nesuin, she collects the entire amount. If she was a divorced or widowed from the Eirusin, she only gets the basic 200 or 100, because any additional amount was only written in anticipation of the Nesuin, and that never happened. Rabbi Yehuda says, if a husband wants, he can write a ksuba for 200 or 100, and the wife can write a receipt that she already received half, and this would be acceptable. Rabbi Meir says, no, anyone who gives less than the standard 200 or 100 is considered to be living with the woman as a bilas nus, not as a marriage. It's obvious that you can add to the ksuba. Why would you think not? Marissa, we would think maybe the Rabban instituted a set amount so as not to embarrass the people who can't afford more. The Mishnah teaches that no, you're allowed to add. Mishnah said, Im the Mishnah says he can add, which suggests that the additional amount becomes part of the ksuba. This supports Rav Eva and the Emir of Yane, who says that the stipulations of the ksuba are considered like the ksuba itself. Tnai ksuba ke ksuba damya. The practical application of this status is that we treat them as one and the same for all halachas that apply to ksuba. For example, for one who sells her ksuba, for one who's meichel her ksuba, for a woman who rebels and thereby is penalized to lose portions of her ksuba, for a woman who admits the partial payment of her ksuba, for a woman who demands payment in bezin for her ksuba, for a woman who loses her ksuba for not keeping the halachas and minhagim. It's the same with regard to not collecting the ksuba based on land appreciated after the death of the husband, but also for swearing to collect the ksuba, for the ksuba not being subject to shmita, for the halacha that a husband who gives away all the assets and leaves over a piece of land for his wife's ksuba, in which case she may only collect from that land, for collecting only from real property, for collecting from inferior land, ziburias, with regard to the halacha that a widow who returns to her father's house must demand payment before 25 years in a day, and finally for the halacha of ksuba's benin, dichrin.